The fight against cancer has a new ally. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First out of the KFM newsroom, at least 10 are dead and thousands are homeless amid a swath of destruction as Hurricane Irma cuts a path of devastation across the Northern Caribbean today, now on track that could lead to a catastrophic strike in Florida. And it's gone from bad to worse. Irma is not alone. Tropical storms Jose and Katia have now powered up, bringing the number of hurricanes churning across the Atlantic base to 3. KFM is following this story and will have more as it becomes available. $187,000 worth of drugs and weapons have been seized by Sudbury police following a 2-month operation and a number of search warrants. Caitlin Dunn is the corporate communications coordinator with the Sudbury Police and says it all came down to a team effort.
The Greater Sudbury Police Service Integrated Crime Team, consisting of the Drug Enforcement Unit, Intelligent Unit, and the Break, Enter, and Robbery Unit, worked in collaboration with the Ontario Provincial Police, Organized Crime Enforcement Bureau, and the Biker Enforcement Unit to conduct this intricate investigation.
5 individuals, 2 from Sudbury, are facing charges. Residents in North Bay are reminded to be bear-wise after a number of recent sightings. The North Bay Manitowoc Conservation Authority say they've had reports on the Laurentian Escarpment Conservation Area and on the Kate Paceway Trail near the Cranberry Trail. The authority says more sightings can be expected as bears come out looking for food, fattening up, getting ready for hibernation. Timmins police say they're looking for a missing man. 44-year-old Christopher Rivers was last seen on August the 29th. He is described as being a Caucasian, approximately 5'10" tall, weighing approximately 190 pounds. He has light wavy brown hair and blue eyes. He is believed to be driving a blue Hyundai Santa Fe, bearing the Ontario license plate number BZX C584. And finally, an old worry could be over with a new pencil-sized tool when it comes to cancer treatments. Developments by scientists and engineers at the University of Texas in Austin say the device is designed to catch any diseased tissue that could otherwise be missed by surgeons. What's more is that a study in Science Translational Medicine says the pen can identify cancerous tissues during surgery in 10 seconds. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca. KFM News is brought to you by DRD Distributing. With 20 years in business, they are the experts in trailer hitch sales and repair. DRDDistributing.ca.